Most of my wood is salvage, and there is usually a story. The wood represented in this exhibit is from Gabon, the Caribbean, Mexico, and Wisconsin. Africa is the best story. My son had a landscape design job in Libreville, the capital of Gabon. He invited me to visit. I said yes. I didn't go there for the wood, but when I saw the huge logs of tropical wood stranded on the coastline beaches, I got interested. Well, it turns out that there are no local commercial outlets for tropical wood. The big logs get sliced up for added value and shipped to Europe, China, the States, but no one deals in retail. I checked out the souvenir shops. They get their wood for carving artifacts from the black market. People from the bush who walk into the city carrying chunks of wood of uncertified origin. And the shops hesitated to share their supply. Gabon, a former French colony, speaks French. And as I've lived several years in France, I was able to explain my situation to a driver who worked for the Park Service. He took me to a local sawmill, to a huge scrap pile surrounded by women recovering slab stock for making charcoal. Long story short, I eventually got a dozen blocks of padauk and wenge, discarded end trim from big beams. I paid about 100 sifa for each block, but the air freight on the 260 kilos was pricey. The other option would have been to rent a 40-foot container. But the fact is, 12-inch by 14-inch blocks of this kind of wood are unobtainable in the States. I was pleased.